are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Welcome back. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are me, Will T, Wally, and Ray is out this week.
What's going on, my man, Will T? What's good, bro?
Nothing much, man. Just getting ready for this Christmas.
I know,
this
right?
This thing called Christmas.
I know. I can do my Christmas shopping as well, man.
I'm in a hurry. I need to go get do mine also.
The Redskins need to do some Christmas shopping for position players and maybe a new coach. Who knows, though?
Anything is possible at this point. You got to put it all out on the line. You got to evaluate everything. I think that's the best way to do for this organization from a year-to-year basis until you consistently can build a winning organization and a winning culture.
Well, T, how do we usually do things, bro?
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
All right, here are our topics. The Washington Redskins defeating the Arizona Cardinals. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to join us. At the 10-minute mark, we'll have Coach Les from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation to discuss the Redskins' next opponent, the Denver Broncos. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's good, Lex?
Hey, man, another day, man. We've had the most up and down roller coaster weather.
Oh,
I can imagine. We had snow, what, on Friday?
I know.
By Saturday, it all melted, and by yesterday, it was warm and hot.
It's crazy. Today was like 60 degrees?
60 degrees, man.
Like, you know, that's sick weather, man.
Hey, it's been up and down. It's like the Redskins season, up and down.
You know, well, here we go. Good segue. The Redskins, they beat the Arizona Cardinals 20-15. Were you happy with their effort compared to what we saw against the LA Chargers?
It was better. It was better, but, you know, for Arizona, you know, they had opportunities. They had something to play for because they still had a mathematical opportunity to make the playoffs. And you got to credit Washington because, you know, they kind of, every opportunity Arizona had to score on third down, Washington did a good job of kind of, you know, preventing them from getting in the end zone and kind of made them kick, you know, all these field goals.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting. It was a slow game, in my opinion. But I think Coach Gruden, got to give him some credit because he was able to patch together a team, practice squad guys, and Washington was able to get the victory.
You mentioned Coach Gruden. With that victory, you know, there was a lot of talk about his job security. Do you think with that victory, his job is pretty much cemented as being safe?
I think it has. I think that win secured that because the odds are with two games remain, one against the Broncos and one against the Giants, Washington should split, you know, the next two games,
mm-hmm.
or possibly win both.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in his case, I think he, you know, there's a possibility Washington can finish 8-8.
Yeah, and I think that if he finishes 8-8, you know, let's compare it to like some of the other coaches we had here. I'll just look at the coach we had prior to Jay Gruden. When you look at Mike Shanahan, you know, other than the 10-6 season, his record wasn't good here in DC. I believe he was 24-40 as the head coach for the Washington Redskins over his tenure here. Jay Gruden, in the grand scheme of things, if he wins out, I believe he'll be 29-34, which isn't as bad, right?
It's still not over 500.
I'm just saying what it could be, like what it could be.
I mean, the thing is, he did sign a contract,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, winning against Arizona, you know, I guess it stops the bleeding.
Yeah.
You know, because it could have been worse. It could have been a situation where he lost Arizona.
Yeah.
And then they go into the Broncos game with another possibility to lose at home. You have back-to-back home losses, and then you finish the season with a Giants team that you can tell is going to compete. They're not going to just lay down. And you saw Sunday, they went toe-to-toe with the Eagles. So for Washington, you know, the next 2 weeks, you know, as a owner, as a general manager, you still evaluate the coaching staff. I know one coach that, you know, the special teams coach, you know, he might want to pick up the wanted ad because I've never seen a kickoff.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
The receiving team allowed the kickoff team to recover.
That's ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
That is. And it wasn't an onside kick.
Mm-hmm. That was ridiculous. That talking about not being prepared. Talk about not being prepared.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. That was really embarrassing.
Yeah, he's definitely.
That was a week after your guy Brian Mitchell, you know, his rant about special teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let this happen. So it's probably going to be some coach changes, you know, for Washington at the end of the season. But I think Jay Gruden is safe.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I agree. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. So, Lex, on Sunday, who stood out to you?
You know, it's very interesting. Jimmy Gillette made plays.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the offensive line, you know, they did as best they could
mm-hmm.
with the you know, they had a new tackle in there, Trent Williams being out. I mean, they had a lot of patchwork players there. I mean, your boy Piron got hurt. He had to go out. They brought in a guy off of the practice squad, Bibbs,
mm-hmm.
and he scored the touchdown.
On a screen pass.
Crowder was out there, and he made, you know, a couple of catches. But it wasn't the best offensive performance that we've seen from the Redskins this season. And Kirk did not have one of his better games. I mean, to be honest with you, I think the defense played well, you know, at times. They made big plays when they needed it.
So you mentioned Kirk Cousins. How would you personally assess Kirk Cousins' play against the Cardinals? You just mentioned that it wasn't the best, but how would you assess it? Was he average? Was he good? Slightly below average? What would you say?
I wouldn't put him average. This was one of his most average performances as a Redskin. I mean, he did enough to help Washington win. He was able to run a possession that, you know, that was successful to help them win the game. But it was not the typical Kirk Cousins game that we've seen and kind of grown accustomed to this season. And I don't think this performance is going to keep him from getting a big contract from whomever.
Yeah.
I think he's already solidified that. You know, at one point in the game, I kind of thought when he got knocked out, he got injured.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to sit out. At that point, I thought Kurt was going to be like, I'm done for the season. I'm just going to chill. But no, he fought back and, you know, played through the injury, came back and helped, you know, help seal the victory for the Redskins. And, you know, I really hope the next 2 weeks, you know, that we can finally finalize this quarterback drama that we've kind of have been involved in the last two seasons.
It'll be finalized in the offseason.
You say what?
It'll be finalized in the offseason.
Yeah, well, I would like for it to happen. I wish it could happen before the season ends. You know what I'm saying? So at least you know that one position is locked up. And you don't have to kind of go into next season with all of this, you know, anxiety as a fan because mm-hmm. you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you don't know if your quarterback is coming back. Are you going to draft a rookie quarterback and start fresh? You know, so, you know, as a fan, you really hope that they can do something splashy to end the season just to kind of, you know, just give the fans a gift or something.
I will say this because, you know, we've been fans of this franchise for a while. The draft will change everything. It always has. It always will. Once it may not even be a quarterback. They'll draft a particular player because they'll have a decent pick, and everybody will be like, "Whoa, this is the new shiny toy. Let's see what he can do." It could be an inside linebacker, could be a quarterback, or a wide receiver, or another defensive player. So when the draft occurs, everybody at that point in time, they'll be believers again to a certain extent.
Yeah. And that's, I guess, all 32 teams, you know, they kind of have that same expectation. When the draft comes, they feel like they're their final piece.
Exactly.
Coming out of college this year, you know.
Exactly.
So in Washington's case, we need a lot of pieces.
We need a lot. You know what I mean? A lot of pieces, you know. But that's funny. So do you believe that Kirk Cousins? I mean, because, you know, my belief is that he's not coming back. Like, that's my belief. Do you believe he's coming back?
You know, I've kind of pondered it, you know, the last couple of weeks and just kind of wondered, does he want to come back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of all of the drama and, you know, the fact that he hasn't signed a contract and he's, you know, in his mind, his agent's mind, family and friends probably believe that he's done enough to get him a long-term contract, you know. But from a business standpoint, if I'm his agent and each year the Redskins want to sign him to a one-year, $30 million deal, I mean, why not take that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's more money than you would make if you signed a 10-year deal.
True. I agree.
You know?
I agree.
For a 6-year deal,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you signed a 5-year deal with a signing bonus of $50 million, your annual salary, you know, may be roughly what, $10, $15, $20 million a season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that range or whatever, but he's getting what, $30 million, and then he could get that again. And that's 3 years, man. You done made over $60 million in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive for a guy that was not drafted in the first round.
No, I agree. I think that when you look at Kirk Cousins, he's definitely made great business moves, man. He's made great business decisions within his contracts over the last couple of seasons. For me, when I look at Kirk Cousins' situation, it's not as ideal as it was in the past. We all know that, you know, there was always talks about him going to L.A. to play with the Rams, but we see what Goff is doing. There was talks about him going to San Francisco to team up with Kyle Shanahan. We see what Garoppolo is doing now in San Francisco. Jacksonville was the talk of the town before, and we see what Blake Bortles is doing right now in Jacksonville, who will be a cheaper quarterback than Kirk Cousins, and this team is contending for AFC to be one of the top two seeds in the AFC. So in terms of his market, I mean, the Jets are a team that is a team that I would say that's on the rise because of coaching, not because of talent, but because of coaching. You look at the Denver Broncos. I think that's an ideal situation, to be honest with you. If you wanted to leave DC to go to Denver Broncos, you got two good wide receivers in Sanders and Thomas, a good running game. And we all know about that defense. So if you wanted to go to a team and contend, the Denver Broncos, to me, would be the best team. Everybody else, like the Browns, I want to hear about the Browns because I don't think Kirk Cousins wants to lose. And losing also messes up, you know, the stigma of what you are as a quarterback.
You know, I'm going to say this. There are a lot of teams that can use Kirk Cousins, and even some teams that you would probably be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, a team like Pittsburgh, where Ben Roethlisberger, there was talks of him possibly retiring last year. Can you imagine if he does retire after this season and they get into the free agency market and they can offer Antonio Brown and Juju and Martavis Bryant and my guy, what's my guy, Bell, Le'Veon in the backfield?
Yeah.
I mean, you're offering that team with the fan base of the Steelers. We already know the Steelers fan base.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's an opportunity that could, you know, kind of present itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you said Denver.
I think that'd be, yeah.
You know, because they have Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. You kind of think, you know, their defense is kind of top-notch. But then you got San Diego, another team that was kind of in the market of possibly letting go of Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, but I think that's going
to
change.
And let him go to free agency. So, San Diego was an option.
Yeah.
And I'm just naming, like, the front line team, Kansas City.
Oh, but they're going to play what's his name? They like the young boy. They're trying to get Alex Smith out because of, what's his face? Malone. Was it Mahoney? I know I'm messing his name up. Yeah, they want to play that young boy because Andy Reid thinks of him as another Brett Favre.
Yeah, Wow. And that's comedy to me. Alex Smith has kind of shown you that he's a quality starting quarterback.
Oh, agreed, man. Agreed.
You know, and sometimes you just kind of have to, you know, you just kind of have to play it out, man. The New England Patriots have dominated so much in the AFC that teams that would normally be AFC contenders, you know, are breaking up because they can't get through the Patriots.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I think that what I like about, I mean, the Patriots do a certain way. I think the Redskins can learn from the Patriots in terms of, like, they pay, depending on, like, Tom Brady is the only player, and Gronk, obviously, because they're extreme talents, right, are the only two players that really make a particular amount of money on that for that organization. And Brady's Brady, and we know Brady's elite. You can give Brady whatever, and he can win with it. That it just, we've seen it. It's the game plan. It's the blueprint that they use. It's the culture they have. And, you know, Brady wins with Gronk and a bunch of receivers that you may not even care about at that particular time. Now they're household names. But I like the how, you know, Belichick, you know, gets talent. It's like he gets a bunch of guys who are hungry rather than, you know, overpaying anybody. I mean, don't like back in the day, it was Ty Law. Ty Law was like one of the best cornerbacks in football. He let Ty Law go. You know, he'll let anybody, like Richard Seymour was one of the better interior linemen in football. He let him go. So to me, it's like nobody's Chandler bigger than the
Jones.
Team. Chandler Jones. You know what I mean? These guys, it's like if the Redskins can use that blueprint and granted, you know, and use that blueprint, maybe, you know, they can change the fortunes of what this franchise has been over the last, you know, 20 plus years.
20 years.
Yeah. So it's crazy. But hey, Lex, before I let you go, no, I want to talk to you about something else. You saw Star Wars too, right?
Yeah, man.
Hey, did you like?
I saw it opening night.
Yeah, I don't do opening night. That stuff's scary. Opening night's scary.
hey, I'm a Star Wars geek, man. I wasn't in the theater with the shirt. In the jersey, you know, and the cakes and the costumes. I wasn't doing all of that.
Okay. No, I love Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars geek too. I watched them all. So you're talking to the right person. You know, I thought, did you like The Last Jedi?
I loved it.
I liked it too. I loved it too, man. I thought the humor was great. I thought everything was perfect with it. You know what I mean? Some people weren't fans of it, which caught me off guard.
It had a nice balance of storyline and action.
I agreed.
And the fact that they had a large dose of Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill,
yeah,
and Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, I know.
You know, a large dose of those two characters, the original characters from the original film, and then Chewbacca. I mean, just having those main characters, R2-D2 and C-3PO, and kind of blend in the new with the old, and they just did a tremendous job, man. I gotta go see it again.
Yeah, I want to see it again too.
In IMAX, and then I gotta go see it once my dad gets out of rehab and gets his strength back a little bit.
All praise to.
We're gonna go to the movies, man, and try to catch that.
All praise
Star Wars, because we saw most of the Star Wars movies together.
Awesome, man.
Over the years,
I'm claiming that for you soon, not later. Soon, it's about to happen soon. Claim that for you soon.
Absolutely, I appreciate that.
No problem, my man. No problem.
It was great.
All right, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. Again, we're going to try to have you. We're going to try to have you on, but not next week because I think we're taking a break. We're going to come back for the new year. We're going to have you on.
Okay.
And we're going to have you on the other show, too. We can talk basketball. I'm sick of talking just Redskins with you. We need to talk basketball, too.
Man, we can talk basketball all day, man. I'm trying to figure out what is going on with OKC.
I could tell you that one. I'll tell you that, man. I can tell you that. Before I let you go, I'll just say one thing. Coaching. That's all it is. Because they had talent last year too. It's coaching. Because you see what Victor Oladipo is doing in Indiana, and even Sabonis is balls in Indiana off the bench. It is flat out coaching.
So you blame Billy Donovan and
Billy.
Dr. Hooded,
everybody wants to blame Melo. I'm telling you, it's not Melo. It's coaching. Like, it's the same issue, and he needs to fix his movement. And this is another thing. I know that Robinson is a great defender, and I'm not trying to be mean. You know, because I hoop every once in a while. He's a great defender, but at the end of the day, like, if you can't, as an NBA player, if you struggle making layups, We already seen the free throw shots and whatnot. If you struggle making layups when Russ sets you up, that's a serious problem.
Yeah.
That's a, I don't care how good a defender you are. You are a liability. As good as a defender you as he is, once it gets to, okay, on the offensive end, when you got great weapons like Russ, George and Melo, like, they're going to leave you open and you can't bring nothing to the table, that's a problem.
Yeah, I would agree.
Mm-hmm. But, all right, Lex, appreciate you again, man. We'll have you on. We're going to talk this basketball. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, anytime, man. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right, appreciate you, man.
All right.
All right, and happy holidays to you, too. And happy holidays to you, too.
Happy holidays as well.
All right, man. That is my man, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Great guy, knows his sports. We're gonna have him on on the Urban Sports Scene podcast show, talking basketball. That's gonna be the plan. You know, you listen to All Skins Everything, but could Cousins go to Denver next season? We'll have Coach Les from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene for Aegis. You dig? Deuces.
I need the crib with the family splash. SP, the only flower that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need the mount in the cash, so I can roll up, hop in the whip, and like bounce to the Ave. I get by cause I'm in the hood, the slums is around. Take my son just to what ease up, the pain, man, and humble me now.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are Wally, that's myself, and Will T. Ray is out this week. Right now, we have my man, one of my good friends, Coach Les from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation. His radio show is located in Colorado where they get high. That's the mile high. What's good, Coach?
What's going on, Wally, man? How's everything going down in my favorite place, the DMV? Hey. That's more violently.
Hey, like I told you, like I always tell you on the show, when I'm on the show, I'm always ducking and dodging, man. Always ducking and dodging.
There you go. Hey, you know what, though? I have to mess with everybody I talk to because I'm from Chicago. And, you know, we already got Chirac, so I have to give names to every other city, brother.
Wait, so you from Chicago and you a Cowboy fan? How does that work?
That's America's team. That's America's team, man. See, yeah, I thought y'all knew that even in the DMV.
We always think that people over here like the Cowboys because it's just, you know, they want to hate the home team. And the Cowboys are like the enemy. Oh, okay. That's how I always looked at it.
Okay.
It was like, I thought it was a vengeful thing from folks about their parents. Like, they hated something about their parents. And their parents were Redskins fans. So it was like, you know what? I hate my parents, so I'm going to be a Cowboy fan. That's how I put it together.
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay, hey, cool.
Say, hey, my boy Will T. What's good, Will T? Say, what's up to my man, Coach?
What's going on, Coach? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Chilling. Was at basketball practice with my 11-year-old, and I was like, you know what? I need to call my boy Wally up, see what's going on. You know, but here's the thing real quick, guys. I was listening to you guys talk about the Redskins.
Uh-huh.
And now, I'm not trying to be a smart butt right here, but I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Now, if no matter what kind of season you guys finish up with the last couple of games that's coming up, they're not going to get rid of Gruden. Gruden is staying there.
I agree.
And I think their only problem right now is trying to figure out if Cousins is the guy they want to give money to, and I say they might as well.
No, I totally agree with you. I think at the end of Kirk Cousins should be paid, but depending on how you view him, do you view him as one of the elite quarterbacks? That dictates where you place him on the hierarchy of quarterbacks in the league. It dictates from the organization perspective how you should pay him. But the reality is, Kirk Cousins is a quarterback that's in his prime and has had, and he set franchise records from a yardage, touchdown, and I believe completion percentage. So he's going to hit the open market, and he's been franchised twice already. So He's looking to be paid at the higher end of the market, which could be something like 25, maybe $30 million a year.
Got to be about 30. It's got to be.
You know what? This is how I look at Kirk Cousins, and I don't know if you guys are going to agree with this, but I look at Tony Romo, and I see how Tony Romo played with the Cowboys. He broke all kinds of records, didn't win any Super Bowls, but he played well enough to be what you can consider a franchise quarterback for that franchise. I look at Kirk Cousins the same way. I'm not saying that he can't win a Super Bowl, because who knows what happens in the future, but I view him the same way. He's going to do all of the right things to help the team win. Who else out of 32 quarterbacks in the NFL would you want? You have to keep a Kirk Cousins. And I don't think he's going to ask for as much money as people think. I think if he stays in Washington. If he leaves Washington, I think he's going to ask for a lot of money. But if he stays there, I don't think he's going to ask for $30 million like everyone thinks. I think he'll stay right around where he is right now.
Ooh, if he stays. If he stays for 25, he can stay in D.C. I mean, I'm the one. If 25 is cool with me, 30, I'm not paying him. I wouldn't pay him 30. That's just me.
I think, in all fairness, no one knows exactly what he's asked for to this point.
Exactly.
And if you believe the media reports, he hasn't even counteroffered any deal that Washington has provided to him thus far. But I think you have to be realistic when you are assessing his value. He's not necessarily so his star receivers, his 1,000-yard receivers have gone. His tight end, his Pro Bowl tight end, was injured for most of the year.
Yeah.
He still had a good season, right? Top four in the NFC. Yep. And
stats
from a stats perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to ask the question, do I want to pay this guy this exorbitant amount of money if he doesn't make the players around him better, if he doesn't take their play to the next level from a leadership perspective?
And that's what it's about.
That's exactly what it's about. Kirk Cousins, I honestly think Kirk Cousins is going to stay there 26, 27. That's going to be your guy. He's not going anywhere.
All right.
He's going to be a risk there.
So, the Broncos on the list of teams that he's not a Redskin that, would be interested in the Kirk Cousins. Knowing you got the temperature up there out there in Colorado, would Denver want to have a Kirk Cousins as a quarterback? Is that a guy that they've been talking about at all?
Here's the thing. Kirk Cousins at his age, because, the one thing I will give Elway, he can go out and get a free agent. Now, he can't draft. He can't draft to save his life. But he will go out and get a free agent. And for some reason, guys like a Cousins, guys like Manning, they like to hear what Elway has to say. If Elway goes after Cousins, that would be one of the few places I see him coming, is here. Mm-hmm. Here is one of the few places I can see him coming to, only because of Elway. It's got nothing to do with anything else. Elway has way with the free agents. I think Elway could get him. But I don't think Kirk Cousins wants to leave there. I just don't see it. Why would you leave that situation?
Well,
I just don't get it. I don't see him leaving that situation.
I can see one reason why he potentially could want to go to Denver, right? Follow me on this one. Mike Shanahan, the guy who drafted him, who believed in him, has always stated that in the right system, Kirk can be a top 10 quarterback and a Super Bowl winning quarterback. What's the system that they run it? Well, Denver historically, when they had the most success, has run that Shanahan West Coast offense with the boots, the waggles, the zone blocking. And I'm pretty sure that's something that John Elway would want to get his team, because he won a Super Bowl the prior year with doing that.
Yeah.
Well, not the prior year, but the year before last with doing that. So if he brought Kurt in, I don't know. I believe that Rich Denson is still the offensive coordinator in Denver, if I'm not correct, right?
No, Denson isn't the quarterback. The offensive coordinator now is my man that just left the Raiders last year.
Oh, Bill Musgrave.
Musgrave.
He has some association with that Shanahan coaching tree, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so you put Kirk Cousins there, then Denver, the defense isn't what it used to be, but you still have three of the better corners in the NFL and one of the best pass rushers and one of the best interior D linemen in Derek Wolfe. You're back at a position you were two or three years ago if you're Denver.
And the position's still better than here because you got two good receivers in Sanders and Thomas. It's better than the receiver.
And you have a running back.
And you have a running game.
Yeah.
It's favorable to him.
It is, but it still falls back on when you're looking at what you have in Washington. I'm talking about the stability of what you have defensively and offensively. Denver, based off of what happened this year, what's going on right now, you don't know if this defense is going to be this way 2 years from now because all of these guys, I got a feeling, are going to leave. Same thing with Sanders. Same thing with Demaryius Thomas. Based off of the way that this team has been playing the past 2 years, I don't think they keep everybody. So to me, if you're Cousins, why would you come to something if you don't have any guarantees that anyone else is going to stay? Whereas when you look at what Washington has right now, you might as well stay there. You stay here, get the bread that they're going to give you and stay there and play. But I do get what you're saying, where you're coming from with Musgrave, because he was with Shanahan back in the 90s when they were winning Super Bowls and all of that stuff. So I get that. But my thing is, from the mindset, I'm talking about Cousins, from what I saw based off of the past couple of years of him staying to be franchised, his mindset to me, it's stability right there in Washington. It may not seem like it. I know you guys are, you won a championship. You haven't had one in a really long time.
It was coming.
I know you guys are feeling like we right there. Cousins is not leaving, man. I'm telling you. Right now, just call me Nostradamus. I'm telling you, he's staying there.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now, we have Coach Les from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation. Hey, Coach, before I let you go, how can folks get your content or check out your show?
All right, starting the first week of January, I'm going to be on SB Nation. My times are going to change. I'm going to be on Monday through Friday from 8 to 11 Mountain Standard Time. So for you guys, that's late. So that'll be
cool.
10 to 1.
I appreciate you.
There.
I'm going
to
do
10
it.
10 to 1. I'm going to have you on.
Yeah, you know.
So 10 to 1. 11, 12, 1. Yeah, let me add it up. 10 to 1, I'll be on Monday through Friday on SB Nation Radio. You can hear me. You can check it out, SB Nation Radio, or you can go to LATX SB Nation. Also, you can go to SB Nation Radio and listen to the podcast. Hey, they can hear you, too, on there, too, Wally. I've had you on a couple of those shows.
Oh, I appreciate you, Coach. Hey, Coach, man, thanks for giving me on the show, man. I'm going to try to get you back on again, man. We can talk about some basketball.
Yeah, for sure.
We can talk about basketball.
If you're sure, man, y'all are winning this week. Y'all are winning this week because y'all playing Denver. They're going to have Paxton Lynch starting. Y'all should probably run through them. If you guys lose to Denver and Paxton Lynch, I'm going to try not to call you for a while.
All right, Coach, man. Much appreciated, man.
Appreciate you, Coach. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Nice talking to you, Cat.
All right, man.
All right. Later.
Oh, that's my man, Coach Les, from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation, man. He's a great guy, man. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Soul in Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. I promise I'm swag.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. It's about that time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a comment or questions, call us and leave a message. Here is the number. The number is 301-799-5407. We will feature it on the show. Well, let's start with my man T Live on Twitter. He always has something interesting to say. This one, I believe, is about Kirk Cousins.
We need to keep Kirk if we want to win. If we want to be a great organization moving forward, we need to keep Kirk and surround him with a coach that is a situational coach that has a strategy, a purpose. There's no sense of urgency in the 2-minute drill. Swearing just saying they never practice a 2-minute drill. We're not taking away anything that they do good. on defense. We need better coaches. We need Vrabel. We need Patricia. We need somebody from a legitimate coaching tree to come in and coach these guys up. I like the talent that we have on the team. I don't like Bruce Allen because he doesn't play his best players. And you already know what I'm about to say. We need to start dismissing the best safety on the team. I've been saying this since training camp. Not Nicholson, not Swearinger, Everett, of course not D-Hall. If you let the kid play, he's going to make a difference. He know where he's supposed to be. He's smart. He can tackle. He's a ball hawk. And he also returns kicks in junior college. Play your best players and show the fans that you want to win. Sign Kirk first.
That's my man TLive1 on Twitter. Make sure you follow him at TLive1. TLive, you got what you wanted. Looks like Fish Smithson will have an opportunity to play on Sunday. He was promoted from the practice squad to the roster. If they activate him on Sunday, I think he'll get an opportunity to play safety. I would like to see him play, so I'm with you. I think he should get the chance to play on Sunday. In terms of Jay Gruden, I like Jay Gruden. If you look at what he's done over the last three seasons, he went 9-7. He went 8-7-1. And this season, if they do win out, he'll be 8-8, especially with some of the injuries this season. So I think Jay Gruden, to me, has shown himself as a head coach. But TLive, I always appreciate you being on Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene, man. You support the show. We appreciate you. Make sure you all subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and comment. We appreciate all comments. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. To the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance.